Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, saints, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm excited about God today. He's an awesome God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I just praise him and give him the glory today. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And Pastor Barbara Burris in the midst of you. Amen. Bringing a rhema word to you. Amen. This is Bible study day. And it's in reference to Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. Amen. But before I go into the services, amen, thank you, Jesus, and to the word, I always give you a thought, amen, that you can take home with you. Amen. It's because the Bible tells us we need to meditate upon the word, and it's coming out of Isaiah 51. Oh, I just feel great today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nations. For a law shall proceed, and I'm Oshana, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, from me. And I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth. And mine arms, shall judge the people. The isles shall await upon me. And on mine arms shall they trust. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to meditate upon the word. Amen. The word is what heals, it sets free and delivers. Amen. But I want you to hear a little more of this song. Praise God, because it's just awesome. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, as I send our prayer today, amen, I make a declaration and decree that you would move by your Spirit, God. For God, there's none like you. Amen, God. I repent for my sin, sin of my children, knowing that you are my personal Savior, and I have a personal relationship with you, God. And thank you, Jesus, for, Lord God, so many, amen, are crying out today. Lord God, marriages are falling apart. Child is on crack. Amen. Jobs have failed. Amen. School and colleges, amen, are not able to present and produce the things that needed because you don't have the finances to go. Amen. Personal relationships are being torn down because you thought you was in God when you did it. But I mean, you understand now, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that the wages of sin is death. Amen. And those relationships that are not established by God need to be closed. Amen. They need to be taken back to the altar. Amen. And get that relationship right with God. Getting it right is the key. Amen. And repentance is the key. Amen. The marriage, amen. Many of us desire to marry, but God, amen, some of us have lost hope. But I'm telling you, if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, God will bring that marriage to pass. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask you to give them confidence today and courage, amen, to face difficult, amen, changes and situations in their lives. Amen. Give them endurance, Father God, because we need to endure. And you say overcome, because, Lord God, we need to overcome. Amen. The works of Satan. And Lord God, give them belief, God, that you can do everything but fail. Lord God, I bind up Lucifer today. I bind up every trick and trap, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the atmosphere and stratosphere where he resides. Amen. In principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness and high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. I bind up every witch and every warlock. I bind up every adultery demon. I bind up homosexual demons. I bind up hatred spirits. I bind up the spirit of fear. I bind up mental depression. And I bind up tired spirits. I bind up the witchcraft and warlock. In the name of Jesus. I bind up sorcery demons. In the name of Jesus. I bind up lust and sexual perversion spirits. In the name of Jesus. I cast Satan's kingdom down today. And I build it up on the word of God. That his kingdom come and his will be done. Somebody's going to get a car. Amen. That's been trying to get transportation for a long time. I prophesy and I speak that. Somebody's marriage is coming. Amen. Back together after so many months of separation.
move in this place. And once I declare and decree it, God will move upon it. I bind up that woman with the issue of blood. Somebody's got that bleed. Just like that woman had the issue of blood. And they went from physician to physician. But God is your answer. In the name of Jesus, I bind up every trick and trap, every time of disease, lunatic spirit, every spirit that want to come in the name of Jesus, and destroy the work of the God Almighty children. I bind you up, Lucifer, because you are a defeated foe. I command you to take your flight today, because you are a defeated foe. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I speak God's kingdom, dominion, and authority over God's people. Knowing that they, amen, can do everything but fail if they hold on to God's unchanging hand. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank this time out. Hallelujah. For allowing the devil to take over what God has already established. I bind up Satan's kingdom and his works today. Amen. In Jesus' name. I'm so excited, amen, about the word. And I'm so excited about the will of God that I can't put it down. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I cannot put it down. Seem like, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Once I feel like I'm going to sit down and do something or try to do something else, I'm reminded about the grace and the mercy that God has placed upon my life and how he kept me through another day. Thank you, Jesus, how he did not let the enemy overtake me, how he showered me with blessings. Oh, bless his name. I praise him today, and I magnify him because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Pride will fix it every time. I don't care what you're going through, amen, thank you, Jesus, and I don't care what you're trying to go to do, amen, that's not in the will of God, but I'm telling you, if you think about it and turn around, God will fix it and regulate it for you, amen. Somebody's taking crack for the first time, and God don't want you to take it. Remember, amen, that God is your Lord and Savior. Oh, praise his name. Remember that God can do everything but fail. If you just call on him and don't lean on your own understanding, oh, my God can do everything but fail. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Don't go back to sin, those that are not sinning because of what's going on in the world today. Don't turn around because, amen, you feel like that loved one, amen, that man has stepped out. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And you feel like you don't have hope. But I'm telling you, if you hold on, thank you, Jesus, and call on God's, amen, name, he will in no wise cast you out. Oh, I praise him today. Thank you, Jesus. I praise and bless his name. Thank you, Jesus, because he's worthy to be praised. Oh, bless his name. I want you to listen to this because this is a very powerful song by LaShawn Pace. Amen.
reason why, amen, I played this particular song was in 2007, at the onset of 2007, God came to me and visited me in a dream. And he told me that he wanted me to go to my promised land. And so I told him, okay, that I would. Amen. And in the process of getting myself together, he began to visit me often in dreams, and he told me the reason why. And I'm telling you today, saints, it's better to obey the voice of God than to lean on your own understanding. Because when you lean on your own understanding, you begin to create problems and situations and issues in your life that you cannot solve or resolve. Amen. And God, amen, is the only one that can bring you out of it. So he lets me know at all times obedience is better than sacrifice. I had lived in this, I'm from Texas, and I had lived in Texas. My mom left me a home. I had a good job working for the school district. I didn't have any great wants, but one thing, the monies that I was making did not meet my bills over a certain period of time. And after a process of time, my water got cut off, and I would go through problems with my lights being cut off and my gas being cut off and not money to meet sometimes my food needs. But most of the time I kept food in my house if I couldn't do anything. For 2 years, two whole years, this is how the enemy fought me. For 2 whole years, I had to go to my son's house and pack water. Amen. Now, my son had the finances, but my son was angry at me, and he would help me out a little bit, but he wouldn't go to the ultimate because he was upset with me because he didn't understand this new way of life, nor did he understand the old way that I lived, and he was just upset with me at all times. So God began to visit me and tell me, he said, I want you to go to your promised land because it's time for you to step out in faith and believe what I'm getting ready to do for you. I'm able to do it. And see, I'm going to tell you, don't doubt the Lord. And so during the time that I was going through my famine situation in Texas, I said, God, I say, why is it that I can't hold on to money? I can't get my bills paid. I can't meet the needs. I can't get my water turned on. My physical body was being worn down for packing gallons of water to cook with, to use, to take a bath with, to use for the bathroom purposes, period. And God said, I'm taking you through a training process because what's getting ready to come on the earth, amen, a lot of people are going to faint because they don't know how to survive. He said, but I'm teaching you how to survive in hard times because I am your God. I won't leave you nor forsake you, but I'm going to train you so that when you get people in your ministry and you build this church in the new area that you're going in, you'll be able to teach them when hard times come how to survive. And then he said, also, he said, one major reason why I'm taking you is because you've outgrown this land. You've outgrown the area that you're in. And you're just like Abraham in essence. The area that you are in, amen, is full of witchcraft and warlocks and all kinds of sorcery, drugs and alcohol, all kind of wickedness that was in that land. And then my ministers in the various churches down there, I would try to join in and be with them and stuff like that. And because I walked in holiness, amen, a lot of them did not want holiness to come in. And then I did join some churches, and I joined churches for seasonal for training and being able to learn, amen. And then when God released me, I would get out of those churches. So a lot of them, he sent me in to be trained. So at the same time, when I did get my church and my ministry off the ground, a young lady found me with witchcraft. Amen. I overcame that, and I still continue to do my ministry. I opened up ministry again. I did evangelistic work and did a lot of other things, amen. But in my church, I kept my church going. I never would just literally shut my church down. And so when he called me forth to build a better, amen, relationship and establish his righteousness in me, amen, and to fulfill his purpose, he wanted me to go to my promised land. And he told me, he said, one of the things, amen, that I want you to do is to obey me, because what the enemy want to do, he want to kill your oldest son, and he want to cause your baby to continue to stay in prison. I have had much troubling experiences with both of my children, amen, because of what Satan had tried to do to me. Satan had came to me and told me I better not preach the word of God. I told him I was going to preach it anyway. A lot of you saints don't know that there is a devil. You say, yeah, you say the word devil and you preach it in your churches, but when you have actually been encountered and attacked by devils and demons, then you'll know what I'm talking about. And so God told me, he said, now, what I want you to do is get yourself together and go. And so when I did, I had already made preparations to quit my job and to go up and join a ministry as far as working and helping this ministry get established. When I got to my promised land, amen, one of the things that I had encountered was giants. There are giants in the land, in your promised land, and you're going to have to overthrow your giants. Amen. But God wanted me to trust him in a place that I had no one relative, and that was the church I joined. And they ended up persecuting me. They ended up fighting against me. They ended up doing all kind of unrighteous acts, taking my food away from me, and literally didn't want it. They, this lady, she had a job at a major airline company, and the man, he was retired. But it was all a plot of Satan. But God had informed me in the dream before I came to my promised land. He said, if they don't receive you in this place, he said, I'm going to take you to another place, another church where you can be a part of. Because it's good to network when you're trying to be established, get yourself established. It's good to have somebody that will work with you or be a pastor over you or your overseer, however God placed it to be. So I say, okay, God. I went on, and when I stayed with these people, I hurried up and got me a job. Before I could get myself established, they had did some things to me. And God told me, he said, at that very moment, he said, you hurry up and get out of this house, and don't you come back in. I went, and I had to stay in those extended stay hotels, and I had to stay there for almost a month. My money had depleted. And I would ask God, I said, God, what do I do? You know, how do I do it? And he would keep me and protect me. And he literally just provided for me with the little job that I had. And then I ended up having to work two jobs just to make myself comfortable and to make ends meet. Amen. And so I'm telling you this to tell you, when God, amen, send you on an assignment, when he get ready to establish his purpose in your life, you're going to have some giants that you're going to have to stand with Christ and overcome every obstacle. Amen. Because it can be done. But you got to understand, you can't faint. You cannot faint at all, because when you faint, amen, that means that you don't believe in God. That means you don't trust in him. And I believe in him. I literally believe in God even up to today. He's still working it out for me. Hallelujah. Because when I finish with the testimony, amen, you're going to shout amen, because I suffered so much. Amen. Before I came to my promised land, when I got in my promised land, amen, and I said, Lord, Lord, I thank you for being my God. So anyway, after the people treated me so bad in the church, amen, I began to go and do what God had told me to do. I never stopped witnessing to who I could witness to and do whatever I had to do. Amen. So, like I said, my finances were bad. So my car note had literally got behind. And months would pass by, I wouldn't be able to pay my car note, and issues would come up that would cause me not to pay it again. And the company that I had got They literally work with me. For months, they would send me threatening notes, but yet and still, they wouldn't come and pick up the car, take the car. So I said, okay, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. A whole year lapsed, amen. I didn't have money to pay the car note, amen, and they didn't pick it up. And so finally one day here, about 4 or 5 months ago, they called me and said, well, we're just going to have to go ahead and pick it up. I said, okay, I humbled myself to them, and I told them, I said, well, the car is here. Whenever you get ready to pick it up, I say, I will give you the keys to it, and you can take it back to Texas. And God, at that moment, I went to him in prayer. And that's why I tell you, I have to trust him in this place. I'm all by myself. I don't have not nobody in this place. When I get up to go and visit and to do various things until I get my church, I go and visit churches and I come home. I don't hook up with nobody, amen, because I've learned from that experience as well. I'm a minister. I keep my place as a minister. I love my children in the Lord, and I treat them nice, and I go on. But as far as me hooking up, I'm not going to hook up with you because it's not appropriate for me to do in reference to what my ministry is concerned. It's good to have friends, like I said. I love my children. I love my sons and daughters in the Lord, and I have quite a few. But when it comes down to me hooking up and I'm in your house and we getting together and doing things, I don't think so. So anyway, as I began to cry out to the Lord and tell the Lord, I said, well, God, I say, you know, the man said he's going to go ahead and pick up my car. Months passed by. He never did send nobody out to pick up my car. He would call them and tell them to come and go and pick it up, amen, from Texas up here where I stay in Missouri. But they never did get the right connections to do so. So a few days ago, he called me and he said, Miss Burris, he said, the car is still there and no one has come to pick it up. And I said, no. I said, they haven't. He said, well, did anybody call you? And I said, no, they didn't call me. He said, well, Miss Burris, what do you want to do? I said, I told you from the beginning that I wanted to pay $150 a month. My car note used to be $325, amen. So I couldn't make the payments, amen, because of what I had gone through in my promised land. But the giants were defeated, amen. So he said, well, okay, I'll work this out with you, amen. And he told me, he said, well, if you can pay the $150 a month, he said, what I'll do is I'll go before the board and I'll talk to them and I'll see, and you can go ahead and keep the car. Do you know that that day that that man told me that, again, God reaffirmed his word. When he took Abraham to the promised land, he did not falter on his word. When he told me to come here, he did not falter on his word concerning, amen, my purpose in life and his will toward me. All I had to do was just continue to believe in him, and trust in him. Some of you are going through today because you have been literally stagnated in the land that you supposed to have left years ago, trying to build something on something that is not going to be a benefit to your life, when God has told you to get away from that area because there's too much around you, kinfolks and relatives, witches and warlocks, people that are trying to stop the will of God, amen, and God want to not only take you to the promised land, hide you behind the veil, and literally hide you away from the enemy until he finished doing what he's doing in your life. And then he want to spare your children's life. Amen. He want to spare those that are involved with you. Amen. And because of your ignorance, some of you sitting there, amen, not knowing, amen, that his people, he said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. You're sitting there watching your sons and your daughters get killed on the same street, amen, or a street over from where you was raised. Come out of the dungeon. Come out of the sin. Come out of the unrighteousness. Abraham had to come out of Ur, amen, of the Chaldeans, because, amen, his family and them practiced witchcraft and idolatry. Amen, they suffers all kind of sin. And God didn't want him in the midst of that sin because he wouldn't have got a clarity of his voice, of his instructions, and of his will. So Abraham obeyed. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I have my car today through the suffering I went through because I stayed before the Lord. I obeyed him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, some women are walking around here and saying, I got to have a man. I'm going to tell you, I'm 60 now, and I started 27 years ago when I was a young woman in the ministry, and I've been walking celibate ever since. You don't have to have nothing but Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of your faith. And the same way with those that are in homosexuality, lesbianism, all of those, alcoholism, drugs, you ain't got to have nothing but God. Amen. And he can do everything but fail. So I got a right to testify, amen, because to say we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimonies. Amen. Our experiences, testimonies mean experiences. And Jesus made himself the testimony for us that by Jesus' blood, amen, and his righteousness, we now have a right to life. Now I'm in my promised land, and God is not through with me yet because he's even gave me a greater and in-depth, amen, of what he's getting ready to do. This is just the top of it, amen, but just when you get down all the way through it, amen, I want all of it. I just hunger and thirst. I can't put this word down like I say. I get up and I start doing something, and I want to get back hold to him because I know when I'm in relationship with him, I know he's keeping my children. He's keeping and working things out for my good, amen. Sometimes you got to leave family. He said, forsake all and follow him, and you don't put nobody over him, and a lot of people don't want to leave family, don't want to leave nothing behind in order to recapture it, amen, when you get to your promised land. Your promised land is established, amen, when you get there, amen, so that you can go on, amen, and bring your family, amen. So I have a testimony, amen, and I don't mind sharing it. I went through hell in Texas, amen, and that going through hell was an experience that God allowed me to go through, not having water, not having anything, amen, to do in a nice three-bedroom, plush three-bedroom house with a formal living room, dining, and a den, amen, a family room, with wash house, with wash and dry in it, brand new, amen, with furniture. My bedroom cost me over $5,000 in one bedroom. Amen. And furniture galore. I left it all behind. I took only a few things. My clothes, my condiments, amen, and my pots and pans, some of them, because I love to cook. Amen. And now, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God is just working it out, working it out, working it out. Amen. And sometimes it don't be an overnight thing, but you have to wait on the Lord and until your change come. Oh, I'm happy today. I got a testimony. So I played that song for a reason. Now, I told you at the onset that we will be doing the Lord's Supper as often as we come together because, amen, this is the way that it should be done, amen. And so I want to go back into that, amen, today because I'm not going to put it down because this is a commandment that I must carry out for the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, and I give God the glory. When I had my church, amen, in Texas, I did everything that God told me to do, and I will not shun from his will now that I'm in my promised land. So the Bible said in the 1 Corinthians, and I'll start at the 24th verse, and he said, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. For those that have your bread, you can eat it now. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And after the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. If you have your wine or grape juice, you know, you can drink it. I don't drink wine, and I won't recommend you to drink it, but your grape juice, you can drink it now. Praise God. So we take the Lord's Supper and we do it in remembrance of him, of his death, burial, and resurrection. And when he comes back, amen, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, we can just literally thank him and testify, talk to him and tell him about his goodness and his mercy and what he did for us. Praise God. Now I want you to listen to this before we go into, a Bible study. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just like that lady. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to go right into Bible study, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth. A lot of people don't understand that we are in the last days, amen, and Christ is soon to come, amen. And we don't take time out to go into in-depth study of the Bible. We don't take time out to just literally listen to what's going on in reference to God's will and his purpose and what Satan has tried to do in forming a one-world government, amen, and trying to set up his dark world down here on earth. One of the things that I have had, I told you I've had an experience, I've had an encounter with Satan as well as I know God. Satan has literally tried to destroy me. And one of the things that he had done when he told me not to preach the gospel, and he thought he had beaten me down, amen, so much, amen, and almost killed me and almost broken my spirit. And that's what Satan literally want to do, break your spirit. He literally beat me in the spirit realm one day. He beat me. He beat me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And told me not to preach the gospel. And the reasons why he was able to encounter, amen, and get that close to me was when I had my church, a young woman, one of her members of her church and herself, the whole family was basically involved with it. It was three women that I know. They literally used witchcraft on me. And just like the anointing is transferable, when people come up to you and touch you and do things to you and hug you and do all these things and you pray for people, if you are not chosen to pray for people at that appointed time and don't have the authority over a demon will whoop you to death. And this demon had came in and literally tried to destroy me and told me not to preach. And he told me after he had done that, he told me now he can spread his evil all over the world. And I went to God, amen, and I began to lay out and I began to pray and I began to talk to God. And God, amen, reassured me that one of the things that I will do and finish my course on honor is preach to God. In honor, it's preach the gospel. Amen. So I'm telling you about things that are real. When you have dreams, a lot of people are experiencing visions and dreams now, and these spirits are literally coming in, and they're coming in, and they're coming in to attack. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people say, well, how can they do that? They can't do anything but be destroyed, but they can come in and attack you. And God told you in the word, he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. They'll come. He said, offense is going to come. But woe be unto the offender, those that are doing these things to you. And because Satan know that his time is short, he's throwing out everything at you. And I don't care what you say, he's throwing out lust demons after you. And he's throwing out all manner of prejudice demons out at you. He's throwing everything at you in order to overthrow the will of God in your life. Amen. So you're going to have to stand. So our focus, amen, is on, let us focus on Israel, amen. A lot of people don't know about this great land, amen, and what God has purposed for his people, amen, because the Jews are truly his people, amen. And Israel lies in the midst of the Arab world. Its neighbors are Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Egypt, amen. These nations were resentful for the creation of the Jewish state in 1948. Amen. That was in May. In May 1948, Israel was created as a nation for the Jewish people by the recommendation of the United Nations Commission. The Arab-Israeli conflict has been a big issue in the Middle East. There's always been a conflict, amen, with the Arabs and Israel, amen, for many, many years. Israel gained her independence and was granted the territory lying east of the Jordan River by the British. Israel was given part of the land of the Arabs. The plan of the United Nations was to allow a percent of Palestine to the Jews. In Moses' time, God gave the land of Canaan to the 12 tribes of Israel, and Joshua was to divide this land and give it to them by lot. Lebanon was part of their portion, Joshua 13:6. All the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon to Mesopotamia and all the Sidonians, them will I divide out from before the children of Israel. Only divide thou it by lot unto the Israelites for an inheritance, as I have commanded thee, Ezekiel 48:1-35. After the death of King Saul, his son Ishbosheth reigned over Israel. That's 2 Samuel 2:1-11. God gave King David Judah. Israel and Judah fought for many years until Israel made a league with King David. Before King David died, he placed his son, King Solomon, over Israel. And when King Solomon died, God gave Israel to Jeroboam, and he reigned over 10 of the 12 tribes. So Israel was already an inheritance to the Jews. It didn't have to be given to them in May of 1948, because it was already their inheritance given to them by God. They did not need the United Commissions, the nations, amen, to grant them anything. Hosea 1 through chapter 2, it tells you about what God had said about the land. We need to understand that a few years back, the Israelites, amen, had their, the Jewish nations had their year of Jubilee, amen, and it was the, in the 50th, amen, year. Amen. And during that time, God had spoken to them and about Jubilee. And one of the things that happened was Jubilee was supposed to have been set in order many years ago, but the Jewish nations did not follow the commandments of God. So when this time and this period came around again for them to do it, they officially did it. And they made a proclamation. They proclaimed. One of the things that happened in the earth realm that we must be able to do is make a proclamation to proclaim a thing before it happened. Amen. So they proclaim, amen, the year of Jubilee, amen, the 50th year, amen. And at this time, they were given back a lot of land that had been taken away throughout the many years. The Sabbath year, which was the seventh year, amen, the word of God went forth, and we, and amen, a few years back, amen, we have seen many preachers to come out, amen, and preach the word and teach the word. Some of them have been false prophets, and some of them have literally went out and did the will of God. Amen. And I thank God for those pastors and those teachers that have kept their focus and their belief in God. Because once you obey him, God won't hold back one good thing, amen, from him that obey him or her. Amen. And you can read about the year of Jubilee in Leviticus 25:1-5 and focus on verse 4. And Leviticus 23:1 and focus on 3. Amen. So the land was granted back, amen, and they began to preach the word, and a lot of Jews that were not saved, they're being saved right now because of the word and because they have changed their belief in the Messiah, in Jesus Christ, amen, knowing that he had died for them, knowing that he is resurrected and now sitting right hand on the right hand side of Father God making intercessions for us. And I give God the glory. And one of the things that I thank God for, amen, all that he's done, amen, and he's so perfect, and he's such a gentleman. When he talks to me, when I go into the spirit realm and he talks to me, he is so gentle. His voice is real soft, amen, when he talks, amen, for those that are hearing a voice. Amen. So because of God's grace and mercy, amen, the Israelites, amen, the Jewish nation, amen, is established, amen, and people of Jews are being brought back from every country that is, from the four corners of the world, and they're coming back into Jerusalem because, amen, we're nearing the end time, and God is keeping his word. There are 12 tribes that have been scattered all over the world. Amen. And they got to come back, amen, because they're going to be with Jesus Christ when he come back, amen, and reign 1,000 years on the earth. Amen. That's the Bible. This is scripture. So this is why I'm saying it's important for us to know the Bible. It's important for us to know the in-depth study of what's getting ready to occur. And one of the things that I think that so much awesome about God is there won't be no more racial barriers. There will be no more sin. There will be no more sickness. Amen. And we're going to have a great time with Jesus Christ. We ain't going to have to worry about Satan anymore because he will. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Not only will, he already has been defeated. He just walking around now as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Amen. And he don't have no teeth. Like I say, he fought me. Amen. And he beat me up at one point in time. But I guarantee you he won't fool with me now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because I have power and I have kingdom authority and dominion. Amen. And I will whoop a devil in a minute. And I tell you, God will be a witness for me on that. I mean, last night I was in a dream and I was seeing what the enemy had attacked one of my children. Amen. And I whooped the mess out of that demon. I had it down on the ground. I don't care if you're man or woman, demon. I'll whoop you. I'm not scared of you. So I'm going to go into that, too, and teach you how to be developed as far as that is concerned, because you just don't go out and call yourself laying hands, and you don't go out and whoop no demon when you know that you are not developed to do it. It takes a process of time. For over 40 days, for 27 years, I have fasted, even as for us up to 65 days. I'm on a fast now. Amen. So you just don't do it like that. So we're talking about Mr. Babylon the Great, and we're talking about the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. Amen. And end time. And we have established the fact that Israel then needs the United Nations to go in and establish them because God had already established them. But because of what's getting ready to occur, amen, and what is occurring on the earth today, the focus is on America. Everybody, all nations are looking at America, and whatever affects America affects the world. And that's been proven by global recession and how the economy, amen, has literally fallen before our eyes. Amen. And the bailout system is not working. We are just headed for what God has prophesied in his word. Amen. Because if he don't stop Satan and his government, amen, and this is what we have been living up under, because when he literally deceived Adam and Eve, they, amen, gave up their birthright and their inheritance rights on this earth. Amen. And God was not able to go in and be sovereign over them because of their giving their rights over into Satan's hands. So he tried to establish his kingdom at the very beginning of creation. But God told him, he said, I'm coming back. And I'm just paraphrasing. He said, I'm coming back, and I'm coming back for what's mine. Amen. And I'm coming back to redeem my kingdom, amen, dominion and authority back, amen, over mankind, amen, and them giving the kingdom and authority rights to speak in the earth realm, amen, and the things will come to pass. So he sent his son, Jesus Christ, for he told the serpent, he said, the woman's seed is going to bruise your seed's head, and you're going to bruise the woman's seed's heel, amen, your seed will do it. So God, amen, thank you, Jesus, has gotten back through Jesus Christ, our kingdom rights, amen, to govern this world, amen, because the government, amen, is failing, amen, thank you, Jesus. Banks are failing, amen. The stock market is on a scale that isn't balanced. Major companies are being shipped off to foreign countries. They are merging and continuing to merge, and that system is failing. The government is failing. It's literally failing. This is all a part of recession that has been in progress for years. It just didn't happen overnight. You don't bake a cake and you get it cooked in 1 minute. This system was failing, amen, from the beginning when Satan first tried to destroy God's seeds in the Garden of Eden. So we Americans, amen, need to understand that with this going on, we better look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. I want to get into more detail, amen, the next time we go into Bible study. I have to give you my testimony, and I have to pray as God had led me to pray, because there's so much going on in the land, amen, not only with recession, but with various other things that Satan is trying to do. Amen. And I'm going to even tell you one of the things that he had tried to make happen in the world today. Amen. And it's found when Abraham had went into Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. And he had to go in and fight to pull Lot out of trouble. And then God came back again and sent his angels to go in there and literally destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, because it was a perverse nation. They were dealing in homosexuality. Satan had decided at one point in time in his little stupid mind to want to have all of the world become homosexuals. Amen. And I can prove it in the Word. And so he has tried to do many things to corrupt, amen, God's people, and to destroy God's will. But because of my suffering and my trials and my tribulations that I had to go through, amen, I'm able to stand before you and tell you about God. I'm not getting this by gleaning off of somebody else's junk or somebody else's word, regardless of whether it's good or whether it's bad. But I'm getting it from the throne room, amen, in order to tell you the truth. I'm not gonna run and jump and do everything that I'm big enough, and then come before you and tell you what thus said the Lord. I walk in holiness, I walk in righteousness, and I walk in truth, and I walk in repentance. Because if I don't repent, amen, for myself and my seeds in a day's time, we could have thought something evil. Okay, we could have done something wrong. So I'm telling you, God is on his throne and he's moving. I love God and I love his word. Now, if you want to participate in the thing that I'm trying to do, I told you I'm getting ready to get my church established, amen, in my promised land. You can send love offerings and donations to Pastor Barbara Burris at Post Office 4053, Hazelwood, Missouri, 63042. Amen. And you can send those love offerings, amen. And I have my 501c3. I had it when I had my church in Texas, amen. And that's federal, so you know that's legal. So anywhere I go. So anyway, if you want to participate in the things that God is getting ready to do in my life, you're more than able to do it. And by the way, those that have not known God, amen, and want to make him your Lord and Savior, now is the time to do it. You can go and say, like a lot of people say, I repent for my sins, amen, and I acknowledge Jesus as my Lord and Savior, Romans 10:9, and know that Jesus is sitting on the right-hand side of Father God making intercessions right now for us. So we need to do that, amen, and get our lives straight, because I'm going to tell you, like I told you, I had to go through the experience. If I had not have known Satan, I would not know God. If I had not have suffered at the hands of Satan and see the cruelty that he do, I've seen all kind of drug demons. I've seen all kind of lust demons. I've seen all kind of sickness demons where Satan goes in. Cancer is a demon. It's not what people say. It's a medical condition, yes, because they have to write it in legal terms. But it's a spirit that's on the inside of these bodies that Satan causes to go in and causes to break down the cells. And so if we know more about the truth, we're able to deal with it. That's the same way that AIDS is. And I can tell you some things about the demonic warfare. There was a lady named Ann Baxter. She wrote a book about being in hell. Well, God allowed me to be in the midst of Satan, like I said, so that I could experience, amen, and come out, amen, to tell you the truth. God bless you. Have a great day.